I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. All right, we head way down south now to answer our GeoQuiz. We're looking for the names of two scientific research stations that are getting power from the world's southernmost wind farm. New Zealander Scott Bennett has the answer.
The wind farm is built on Ross Island, which is on the edge of the Ross Ice Shelf in Antarctica. And it's home to New Zealand's Scott Base and the U.S. McMurdo Station.
Bennett is project manager for Meridian Energy, the New Zealand company that built the wind farm. The massive wind turbines were shipped all the way from Germany. Engineers erected them on special platforms atop the snow and ice in a windy spot called Crater Hill.
We average 7.9 meters per second, or what we regard as very good wind conditions. Basically, when it's not blowing down there, it's about to blow.
The turbines can generate about a megawatt of power. Bennett says that's enough to reduce diesel use there by 122,000 gallons a year. He says there were lots of technical challenges on the project, but he's glad to have been part of it.
You're working in a pristine environment, which has got its, you know, international importance, and it's key to understanding sort of the environmental issues of today, so certainly pleased to have been involved with it.
The three wind turbines are now up and spinning and generating power for New Zealand's Scott Base and McMurdo Station. By the way, it's close to zero there today and blowing snow.